You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
today,
the Bard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
You don't know God. You don't have the theology of God. You never go tit for tat with God, the one that made you, the one that shaped you in your mother's womb, the one that allowed you to survive the accident, the one that allowed you, glory to God, to grow when life says you should be outside of the camp. You're now in the camp and thriving. Only God can do that. Only God can take you from the areas in which you were raised to where you are now.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Capacity. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
I want you to imagine being born again, but never working on your spirit. You will live a defeated life. We got to work on that spirit. There are three things the winning spirit will do. And I decree and declare that a winning spirit is being activated even now. A strong spirit. Not just a strong body and a strong mind, but a strong spirit that's recreated in the image of God. Imago Dei, the life of God. Thank you, Jesus. Number one, the spirit should be fighting the good fight of faith. Your spirit should be at war, fighting for a greater faith, a greater level of faith. A winning spirit is fighting for more faith. So faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Say it. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
Say it. Faith comes by what?
Hearing.
And hearing by what?
The Word of God.
We're talking about the Logos. The Word of God. The Logos, not the prophetic word. It will ignite and stimulate enthusiasm to believe at the moment. But long-term faith is built by Logos. The raw word. Thank you, Jesus. And when you start building your faith with word, you grow in your faith. It manufactures faith. Amen. And there's a lack of reading the word. That's why faith in America is dying. We can go to Africa where people don't have medical care, and they got to believe God. You see healings right before your eyes. I'm talking about miraculous healings. Right before your eyes. Even limbs growing out. Because faith is at another level. But we have special effects. And email. And we don't need faith. We have more faith in email. Didn't you get my email? I sent you an email and you didn't even respond. Get an attitude based on email. It ain't nobody in your face, but if you don't write it right. We get an attitude. Well, listen, we're living in a time now where the way a person writes a thing can mess us up. They don't even have to speak to us yet. I don't like the way she wrote it. Stir us all up. Honestly, to be in America in this time now, we should be the most calmest ever. Because ain't nobody all up in your face. We used to say sticks and stones break my bones, but words never hurt. Really, words can hurt. But ain't nobody in your face. They're sending messages and texts. And we get, ooh, I feel it. I don't like her spirit. Word right there. God is speaking. I don't feel nothing. Falling asleep. That's why I'm coming against the spirit of your soul that don't want you to get the word of God, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And if you can ever get, your spirit will start thriving. Devil don't want that. Devil don't want your spirit to thrive. Devil wants us to be dull. Be fine on the outside with a crippled spirit on the inside. Oh, everybody wants body, but nobody wants spirit. Grow your spirit, you'll never be denied. Shine from the inside out, you'll you, Jesus. I decree and declare that you're going to grow in the name of Jesus. In your spirit, you're going to grow in the name of Jesus. In your spirit, you're going to grow. Thank you, God. Straighten your back up, Trim Nation. Sit up straight. Greater is he that is within you. Greater is life in you and essence in you than he that is in the world or opposition that's in the world. You're not supposed to fight this in your physical. For we wrestle not. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. You got to have a spirit that fights for the faith. Thank you, God. It contends. I got to get in the house of God. I can't play with that. I got to get back to the Word of God. I got to hear something from God. I got to stay under the beard. I got to stay under the anointing. I can't let nobody block that. You trying to talk to me while the Word is going forth? You're going to get rebuked now. Back up. Y'all better help me praise him. Because God wants to get you to a point where you start fighting for your faith. You want to get me simulated? Stop messing with my faith. Thank you, Lord. I can deal with most things. I can deal with most things. He made me cool like that. I strut like that. I move like that. I operate like that. I'm like that. I'm like that. I'm like that. But if you want to see me get out of sorts, start talking doubt to me. I don't believe God, and I don't know if that's true. You're going to see me step from you. Get lost, because I live by faith. Your spirit has to contend for the faith. Can somebody give God the glory? Don't tell me God can't do it. He's been too good. He turned too many things around for me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Where is the spirits that fight for faith? You want to fight people? You want to get people straight? When are they going to fight for your beliefs? A winning spirit fights for what they believe. Thank you, Lord. Secondly, a winning spirit is superior. Say it's superior. It's superior to your mind, to your body, to your thoughts. Your spirit is superior to what you think, to your feelings. Thank you, Lord. To your thoughts. Your spirit is superior. Now, if you didn't know, if you don't know, now you know. If you don't know, now you know that your spirit should lead, not your thoughts. You can direct your thoughts to your spirit. Thank you, Jesus. David said, I got an enemy hunting after me. Well, I don't know how I can hide 300 men in the desert. It's almost impossible in the natural. But he is my pavilion. The Bible, actually Josephus says that Saul had to literally, David was so camouflaged in the desert that his armies actually stepped over them like this. There are times when David became so camouflaged in the caves and in the land and the terrain that Saul's army stepped over them. Because there is no greenery. There is no oasis. Only desert land and rocks. That's why he says, God is my refuge. Ooh, Jesus, and my strength. My very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. This is spirit speaking. Though the earth is removed and mountains are carried into the midst of the sea. though waters roar and trouble, and though mountains are shaken with the swellings thereof, there is a river. And the streams of this river will make glad the city of God in the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. For God is in her. Girl, grab your spirit. God is in the midst of her. And she will not be moved. God will help her. At the break of dawn, just be still and know that I am God. Come on, spirit is speaking to spirit now. It don't make sense. I got too much hell coming at me. But in the time of trouble, he will hide me. When your spirit is leading, in the time of trouble, he will hide you under his pavilion. Good God from Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Say, my spirit is superior. Thank you, Jesus. And the third thing about the spirit, a winning spirit. Your winning spirit possess all of the attributes of a winner. It possesses all of the attributes of a winner. Write it down, stamina. Stamina. That is, when others get tired, the winning spirit has a little bit more stamina. And I decree and declare a second wind. A second wind is coming to you. That's when the run is long and it's a lot of pain, but you kick into a moment to where you don't even know what's carrying you now. All you know is you're flowing in the run. Glory to God. I decree and declare a second wind is blowing in your life. Oh God, God is going to catch your sail with the wind that's going to drive you not into the rocks, but drive you into your destiny. Stamina. Stamina. Winners have stamina. Winners also, not only do they have stamina, winners have flexibility. Thank you, Jesus. You may hit me and I'll bend, but you won't break me. Because I'm flexible like that. That's how I move. If I'm stiff, the first thing you say to me will break me. But when you got flexibility, he can hit you with his best shot. You'll bend, but you'll find yourself praising and getting back into the right posture. I'm speaking to a winning spirit. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Another thing that the winning spirit possesses, not only is it stamina and flexibility, but it possesses strength. Glory to God. God is about to make you all so strong that when your neighbor gets tired, you can pick up their load too. Glory to God. I'm prophesying to a few people that's already doing it. Don't stop. Get it, get it. I can't tell you how many years the Lord would have me carrying somebody else's burden. I don't complain about it. I just thank him for his strength. Because there's no way we can do this in our own. There is no way you can be mother and father. There is no way you can provide for everybody. There's no way you can always pick up the problems unless he gave you strength. But God is my refuge and my strength. Thank you, Jesus. Say, God is.
God is.
Thank you, Jesus. And today he needs to be strength. I speak strength into your spirit. Thank you, God. Some of you are tired in the natural, and no matter how much sleep you get, you wake up tired. But God is about to infuse your spirit with strength. Strengthen your spirit. Thank you, God. Come on, receive that. That's from the Holy Ghost. Receive that. Say, I receive in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. A winning spirit also possesses a winning mindset. In other words, I say I'm winning before I start the contest. Come on, MJ. You can mess with me if you want. You can talk noise if you want. But once I get on the court, I say to myself, I'm going to win. You got to say you're going to win before you start bumping. I'm a winner. Say that with me. I'm a winner. Thank you, Jesus. My spirit will always win. If you contend for the faith, you will not lose. I said, if you contend for the faith, you will not lose, because God will help you. Many people believe life is white or black, up or down, and there is no gray. But I want you to know there is a gray between white, not gray, but grace area. It's not just black or white. That's how some, they don't want to be my friend. I'm not your friend. You don't even understand grace. There's a portion that God will put in there to help you in your spirit. Well, a person don't have to be just right or wrong or get lost. But I got a grace period, because it's coming out of my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. And I decree and declare more grace. Glory to God. Greasy grace. Hey, Jesus. Capacity. Write it down. The power to learn and retain. This is capacity. The power to learn and retain. Knowledge. The power to learn and to retain. Now I'm speaking to your mental capacity as well, because God does not exclude mental capacity. God likes educated people. The educated people don't like God. But God said, I can use your education and your experience. But you don't like God, because you know. Shall the pot say to the potter? You mean to tell me you know that much you can tell God what to do? You don't know God. You don't have the theology of God. You never go tit for tat with God, the one that made you. The one that shaped you in your mother's womb. The one that allowed you to survive the accident. The one that allowed you, glory to God, to grow when life says you should be outside of the camp. You're now in the camp and thriving. Only God can do that. Only God can take you from the areas in which you were raised to where you are now. Thank you, Jesus. I remember going to my father's home in Mississippi and amazed with how things were there in terms of poverty as a little boy, and seeing somehow that the way the families were and the way the sewage coming out of the house washed into the ditches. And a lot of times it wasn't running water. They had to use what they call pumps. And you have to prime it. And there was a rusty smell. But many of us, I know you want to forget that because you're educated. And you ain't nobody going to see what you came. You used to eat chicken lips and chicken feet. You used to do it all. But you don't want nobody to know where you came from, because you're elevated now. But when I think of what God has done for me and all that he's been able to bring me out of, it helps me to praise. It doesn't matter how educated you are, you've got to give God praise. Remember where he brought you from. Think of the goodness of Jesus. It'll help you praise. Come on, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around. He's going to, But for some of us, it wasn't late in the midnight hour. It's been 50 years. How did my father come from that? did he come from that and produce sons out of his loins? Thank you, Lord. You've got to start seeing. God has not left you alone. Oh, good God. We think situationally when God wants us to think generationally. My daddy carried Merton out of Mississippi and implanted me in my mother's womb in Kissimmee. And here I stand. Glory to God. And you got to start thinking how God moves. He can take my father from sewage and being forgotten and put something in his son. You may be the Abraham of our family. And I may be the Isaac. And Omar may be the Jacob. Think generationally, not situationally. Thank you, Lord. What you carry means something. Thank you, God. The reason why we go through and need a strong spirit is because we got things following us. God. Oh, Jesus. So we need a mental capacity. God loves intellect, but don't let it come between you and God. Paul said knowledge puffs up. It makes us walk around like peacocks. Puffs up. Yeah, I got a degree. Yeah, I got a degree. Such a degree you don't know how to wave your hands in the air until you get on a disco, until you go to a club, then you, oh, and get some Patron in you. Then you see it. You got to come to the church. Hey, it's on. I'm here to worship my God and give him the glory. I want the doctors to do it. I want lawyers to do it. I want nurses to do it. I want attorneys to do it. I want all of you that's educated to do it. Give him the glory. CEOs need to give God the glory. God brought you there. God pulled you out. God is taking you in. Don't come telling me you doctor walking around sweating. I don't want to see that. I need somebody that went through some things. And God brought him out and they give him the glory and the praise. We're about to stir up spiritual capacity. Mental capacity and spiritual capacity. Some of you are sluggish in your thoughts. God's going to make them quicker. You're going to connect the dots. You're going to connect the dots in the name of the Lord. A spiritual capacity and a gifting, we're going to stir it up. Your gifting is going to be stirred. How many of you believe you're gifted? I'm talking about Holy Ghost gifted, like you got a gift in you. Let me go on this side, man. How many of y'all believe you got a gift inside of you? How many of y'all believe there's a gift inside? Then wave your hands in the air and say, Lord, any way you bless me, I'm satisfied. Come on, everybody. Let's give him praise, a wave offering. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Stir it up. I want him to anoint my saliva. I want him to anoint my saliva. I want him to anoint my saliva. Jesus' saliva was anointed. When he spat and his spittle went into an eye, they begin to see. I want to stop so you can see. I'm in the book. I want the hem of my garment to be anointed. You don't have to touch me, but touch what's on me. And if you can touch what's on me, I want the people that I see to be anointed. You don't see me, but when they show up, you get your healing.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Capacity, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2307-1608. That's reference number 2307-1608.
Trim Nation, it is time to donate and make a difference. CED is currently taking donations of book bags, binders, notebooks, composition pads, pencils, paper, and other supplies in preparation for the Back to School giveaway on Saturday, August 5th from 9 a.m. until noon. Supplies can be dropped off at the Christian Education Department. Email ced@truthrevealed.org for details.
Awaken Women, it is time to register for Resilient, a Faith That Stands, the 2023 Awaken Women's Conference, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, September 22nd and 23rd. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Or stop by the table outside the sanctuary to take advantage of the combo package. And remember to pre-order your conference t-shirt before Sunday, August 20th.
Summer break is almost ending, and the popular back-to-school sales tax holiday has begun. Get ready to take advantage of the tax exemption on certain items, including clothing, footwear, personal computers, and certain computer-related accessories now through Sunday, August 6th.
And ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.